place puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Welcome to March. Yes, it's the first Sunday of the month, and that means Gordon Goldsboro joins us now with his monthly edition of Abandoned Manitoba. Good morning.
Good morning, Nadja.
So, Gordon, it's been a while. Remind us of the clue from February.
Okay. Well, I said that we would visit a school that is normal but vacant. And what I was referring to was a small yellow brick building at the corner of Rue Aulneau and Rue Masson here in Winnipeg that was once home to the St. Boniface Normal School. And it actually has an interesting backstory, which is the story of minority language rights here in Manitoba.
Okay, so what is a normal school?
Well, it's sort of an archaic term. There will be people of a certain age that will know what a normal school is. Essentially, it's a facility for training teachers. The idea being is that we talk about norms of various things. We talk about community standards, community norms. We talk about weather norms. You know, what is the normal high today? The idea here was that you wanted to instill a certain series of teaching techniques among these teachers and a certain standard of the curriculum that you would teach the students. So a place you would go to be instilled in these norms of teaching was a normal school.
See, it makes sense when you explain it like that. So was the St. Boniface Normal School where all the teachers were trained in Manitoba?
Well, no. In fact, by the early 20th century, there were actually seven normal schools around Manitoba. So we have the one in St. Boniface. There was also one in Winnipeg. Winnipeg and St. Boniface were different places at that time. There was also a normal school at Brandon, at Dauphin, Gretna. Manitou had a fairly large one. And there was even one at Portage-la-Prairie. The largest one, though, the sort of the flagship, was here in Winnipeg, the Central Normal School. It was actually over on William Avenue, not far from the Carnegie Library, and it was built in 1906. It's still standing today. This one in Winnipeg was built in 1906. The one we're going to be talking about here, the one in St. Boniface, was built in 1904. The one in Brandon actually came a little later. It was from 1913. The one in Gretna actually was one of the oldest ones. It was built in 1889, but most of them actually had disappeared by the early 20th century. So, in fact, of all of the original normal schools, the one in St. Boniface is one of only three surviving normal schools, and it's the only one that is abandoned.
Why were so many normal schools needed?
Well, in the early 20th century, people were pouring into Manitoba from all corners of the globe, and many of these people spoke languages other than English. They spoke French, German, Ukrainian, Polish, and of course, they brought a lot of kids with them. And so it was necessary then to have schools where this growing number of kids could be educated. And of course, because the kids spoke languages other than English, they needed to have some system to educate the children.
What languages did they speak in school?
Well, there's an interesting story. Up until 1890, there were actually two systems in Manitoba of education. One was run by the Catholic Church, and one that was run by the Protestant Church. And basically, these were along religious lines, but there was also language lines as well. Of course, the Catholic Church, particularly in St. Boniface, was French-speaking for the most part, and so the language of instruction would have been French. In 1890, the provincial government passed a new Public Schools Act, and basically it said that the province was going to take over education from these two separate boards. It was going to be a secular system run by a Department of Education, and most significantly, that English would be the sole language of instruction. So all of these schools that had traditionally been speaking these other languages, now all of a sudden, English was the language they had to speak. And as you can imagine, this caused considerable anger, especially among the German and French-speaking communities who wanted their children to be educated in their language. But it even drew ire from the Anglophones of Manitoba, especially the Catholic Anglophones, because there had always been sort of an element of religious training at these schools as well. And so they wanted their children to be trained in their faith as well as their language. So a lot of people were angry, and it led to something called the Manitoba Schools Question, which is perhaps one of the more contentious aspects of Manitoba history, this notion that Manitoba children should be educated in English and English only. But the matter festered for about 6 years and it came to a head in the federal election of 1896. A new government was elected federally and they came to Manitoba and said, okay, we've got to do something about this situation. And so as a result of that, in 1897, this Public Schools Act was amended again. And it, well, I think the best way to describe it is to actually read the main clause from that amended act. It said, where 10 of the pupils, of course, in a school, speak the French language or any language other than English as their native language, the teaching of such pupils shall be conducted in French or such other language and English upon the bilingual system. In other words, they were allowing for these other languages to be spoken, but it had to be with English as sort of the other language. There had to be two languages spoken. And this meant that we now needed bilingual teachers. And that's, of course, where we get into the situation of needing to train bilingual teachers.
So the normal schools became bilingual at this point?
Well, not immediately. In the case of the French-speaking teachers, the community kind of stepped in at this point and helped to ensure that there were French-speaking teachers available. But gradually, the government stepped in. They started building schools, normal schools. In fact, many of the normal schools start appearing around this time. The one in Brandon was a little later. The one in St. Boniface, though, was in 1904. That's when the normal school opened. There was also one in 1905 that they called the Ruthenian Training School. People may not recognize that name, Ruthenian. It was at one time a word for an area of Eastern Europe that we now today call Ukraine. So that school was intended to teach bilingual teachers speaking English and Ukrainian. So there was a growing awareness that, you know, you needed to teach these teachers so that they could instruct students in either of the two major languages. So they say the facility in St. Boniface opened in 1904. It was a fairly modest sized building. It cost about $20,000 to build. It was a single story at first. They later expanded it with a second floor. On the main floor, it had four classrooms. It had a library, a laboratory, a parlor. And then later, as I think they needed more for people who are coming from a large distance away, they actually put a second level on, which had sort of residential space so that people could actually live at the normal school and attend class.
What happened to all the normal schools?
Well, it's a concept that's still with us today. They do exist, but they're in a slightly different form. So, for example, that central normal school that I mentioned before, during the Second World War, they moved everybody out to Gimli, and then after the war brought them back to Winnipeg, but not to the original building. They actually moved to a former military facility, sort of what was then on the outskirts of the city, actually in what we call Tuxedo, what is today the Canadian Mennonite University. That became the center of the central normal school. And in fact, it operated there as the Central Normal School for many years. Both my parents, in fact, went to the Central Normal School when it was located there in Tuxedo. But in fact, in 1958, it was renamed to the Manitoba Teachers College. And that's maybe a little easier name to understand than Normal School. But then in 1965, they actually moved the facility entirely out to the University of Manitoba's campus in Fort Garry, and it became the Faculty of Education. So the concept of normal school is no longer with us, or the concept is with us, the name is not with us. It's now part of the university, and teachers go to university and get their degree in education.
What happened to the St. Boniface Normal School?
Well, there's a bit of a sad story. So in 1916, the provincial government repealed the part of that Public Schools Act that had allowed for bilingual education, so that teaching henceforth would be done solely in English again. And I think as to why this happened, I'm not altogether sure. I think part of it may have been simply that it was during the First World War. Of course, we were fighting an enemy who spoke German. And I think there was a certain contingent who thought that if you were here in Manitoba speaking a language other than English, you were disloyal. You weren't a true Canadian. And I think there was a sense that by forcing everyone to speak English, that it would be, well, sometimes the term we use is sort of a melting pot, that we put everybody in and melt them together. They're one big happy family, all speaking English. And so it was sort of a measure of assimilation, I think, more than anything. So at that point, although the normal school in St. Boniface remained open as a teacher training facility, it became a unilingual English facility. And exactly, it was sort of a satellite campus of the Central Normal School over on the other side of the river. And it operated until 1923. At that point, it was sold to an order of nuns. They turned it into a residential school for boys, and it used for that for a number of years. Then it was a training center for girls. It was later used for a residence for seniors. And as far as I know, it was used at least into the 1970s. But and I haven't been able to track down exactly the when it all changed. But at some point, it was closed. In fact, it's been empty now for quite a few years. The windows have all been boarded over. Apparently, I'm told that much of the original interior is gone. There seems to be a bit of a water problem, too, because I went by there a few weeks ago, and there's some pipes coming out of the building. There's a sort of a circulation fan in one of the walls sort of drawing air. So apparently, I'm told there's quite a bit of a moisture problem inside.
Any plans to restore the old normal school?
Well, it would be an interesting idea because it is so important to the study of, say, language minority rights here in Manitoba. But no, I've learned that there are, in fact, plans to demolish it, the building, and then to replace it with a multi-story residential building. I don't know when the time frame in which this is going to occur, but it's supposed to happen sometime soon.
Gordon, thank you so much for this story.
You're welcome, Nadja.
What's up for next month?
Well, we're going to discuss a shocking little building near the Little Saskatchewan River in Minnedosa.
What makes it so shocking? You'll have to wait till April to find out. Thanks so much, Gordon.
You're welcome.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.